Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is December 1st, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Allianz Direct partners with Ing. Allianz Direct has partnered with Netherlands-based Ing in order to provide companies and firms in the region with its insurance products for business purposes. The Secure Payments Academy and PayCademy partner to provide e-learning payments training courses. The Secure Payments Academy, SPA, and PayCademy have partnered to offer e-learning payments training courses. The courses will be available on PayCademy's self-paced learning platform, which provides payment professionals with the skills and training needed to innovate and implement effective business-oriented solutions in the rapidly changing payments environment. The initial set of modules that are being offered will cover card payment fraud detection and mitigation technologies. Metro Bank in talks to offload a mortgage portfolio to Barclays. UK-based Metro Bank has entered negotiations to offload a £3 billion mortgage portfolio to Barclays as part of a restructuring effort. Mambu and Aldermore Bank join forces. Mambu, a cloud banking platform, and Aldermore Bank, a UK-based retail bank and specialist lender, have partnered to modernize the latter's technology. Australian BNPL regulations delayed until 2024. The Australian government has announced a delay on its BNPL laws until 2024, due to resourcing pressures on the federal government's legislative drafting teams. Square launches Tap to Pay on iPhone in the UK. US-based payments platform Square has announced the launch of Tap to Pay on iPhone for its sellers across the UK, aiming to improve their operations. One Cosmos unifies identity verification across web and mobile platforms. One Cosmos has announced the One Cosmos Block ID platform now enables organizations to extend web-based identity proofing sessions to a user's mobile device. Standard Chartered China provides digital yuan exchange services. International banking group Standard Chartered has started offering exchange services for China's CBDC, the digital yuan. Finastra survey shows global investment in AI, embedded finance, and BOSS. Finastra's annual Global State of the Nation survey revealed that the financial services sector is investing in new innovations in artificial intelligence, AI, embedded finance, and banking as a service, BOSS. Plum targets Greece with Eurobank backing. UK-based smart money app Plum has secured a 10 million minority equity investment from Greece's Eurobank as part of a strategic partnership in the region. SVB UK, now HSBC Innovation Banking, launches in Hong Kong. HSBC announced today it has officially launched HSBC Innovation Banking in Hong Kong, delivering a globally connected and specialized proposition for venture-backed businesses and their investors. This marks a new milestone in the bank's long-standing history of empowering young, fast-growing companies in the city and wider region, adding further support to the funding ecosystem. Coinpanion joins global alternative investment platform Altify. Austrian crypto investing platform Coinpanion joins Altify, a global alternative investment platform. Customers will soon have access to a wide range of alternative investment opportunities, such as private loans, real estate or venture capital, alongside Coinpanion's existing offering of ETF-style crypto portfolios. At Altify, Coinpanion is joined by two other investment platforms, Revix and Bitfund. Italian watchdog hits Intesa San Paolo over customer migration to app-only unit. Intesa San Paolo has been ordered by Italy's competition authority to stop the migration of 2.4 million customers to its new app only offshoot unless it gets express consent from the users. The opportunity for banks to bring BNPL to small, medium-sized enterprises. According to the U.S. PayU's India unit seeks IPO within next 12 months. The Indian unit of Prosus NV's PayU financial technology firm has stated it is seeking an initial public offering within the next 12 months. Singrafi taps the Trulio identity document verification solution. Canada-based e-signing solution Singrafi has integrated Trulio identity document verification into its iInked Sign and Video Signing Room, VSR, platform. Labour sets out plans to avoid banking deserts. With banks across the UK shutting down branches, the Labour Party says it will give new powers to regulators to guarantee people have access to cash and oversee the creation of hundreds of high street banking hubs if it wins the next general election. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.